Bleh.
Oh, wow. That was terrifying.
Was that on there?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I didn't even know that was coming
it's
out.
Really upsetting.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So we are here today to talk about The Good Fight.
That's a TV show.
It is. It is a TV show. This was an episode before that was a TV show.
I have a question really quick about the TV show.
Yes.
Is The Good Fight, The Good Wife, and The Good Doctor all in the same family?
The Good Doctor is not. The Good Fight is a spinoff of The Good Wife.
Okay.
It is a Juliana Margulies-free spinoff where they took the Christine Baranski character, and I can't think of the other woman that's in it.
None of this makes sense. And then the good
you know who Christine Baranski
is. The Good Doctor is about a doctor who has Asperger's?
He's on the spectrum. I don't know. I don't watch that show, so okay. I can't speak directly of it, but that has Freddie Highmore and Richard Schiff of The West Wing.
All right. I just had a question about that.
Yeah. So before
and
we
none
get,
of it's related to The Good Place.
None of it's related to The Good Place, which is also a really good show that you should totally be watching.
And it's good, isn't it?
So, a couple of corrections.
Already?
let's talk about this. The past before we go on
okay,
to the
hold
future.
On. You guys, after the infamous, I can't think of either one. Oh, Shelley Duvall, Shelley Long moment I had where I had a lot of people angry with me. We decided I just need a fact checker. Like, if you listen to Dax Shepard's podcast, he has Monica Padman who does, like, all of his fact checking. Mike Jensen should be smart enough to do it on the spot, but he doesn't always catch it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I missed that one. I will upset some people by saying that I've never seen Beverly Hills.
I have the DVD.
But I knew it was Shelley Long.
I don't know. Do you have a DVD player or should I bring it in? VHS.
I have everything.
Or a, what were those disc ones?
Laserdisc. I totally owned a Laserdisc.
So yeah, I guess we're having a new segment called...
Corrections. Well, because I also...
Or Elise was wrong.
Well, I made a mistake too, though.
Okay.
A very random mistake where I referred to the restaurant Pete's.
Oh yeah, as...
Pete's. It's really Fred's.
Yeah, Fred's.
I called it Pete's because I was thinking about Aiden's dog.
Mm-hmm.
But the restaurant is really called Fred's. Anyways... There's that. Couple of corrections that we have there. So, The Good Fight.
That was the only correction?
I think so. What other one?
You said a couple.
Yeah, the Shelley Duvall thing.
Oh, all right.
And Fred's.
Right. Sorry, I was mistaken. And I'm sure there will be many more to come.
Probably. We're just freewheeling it here.
Yeah.
So, The Good Fight originally debuted January 6th, 2002, written by MPK and directed by Charles McDougall again.
Of the McDougalls.
Yes. So we have our DVD recap. What are we fighting for? Carrie finds her relationship with Aiden in turmoil when their new living arrangements make her feel more crowded than cozy. Samantha finds herself closer to Richard than she'd intended. Trey's unexpected present to Charlotte drives them further apart. And Miranda wonders if, as a mother-to-be, she has to give up her womanly urges. Okay. So this one does have commentary, so I'll sprinkle some of MPK's commentary as we go along.
All right.
So the first thing is we have an opening credit change. Yeah, so this is January 6, 2002, and the last one was before September 11th.
Oh.
So we have taken the Twin Towers out of the opening credits. That used to be what played behind Sarah Jessica Parker's name.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've given her the Empire State Building, which I feel like was in the background of Cynthia Nixon before, but I could be wrong with that. But Cynthia Nixon has the Chrysler Building now. So that this is the first of two instances in which those buildings will be taken out. I know that was an instinct right away. And I totally understand it, that in the aftermath, that for the most part, they chose to remove that. Because it is jarring. Even now, when I see an old film, there is that kind of jarring moment when you see them. So it makes sense. I get why they did it. As we open, we have boxes from Aiden Shaw.
Because someone once said that two halves make a whole. Someone once said. No, that's just math. Like,
I guess
ye old saying, two halves make a whole. No, that's...
Yeah, we're not. It's not like if you were saying like one plus one can make a... Yeah, that, yeah, that's
well,
not
that
a saying.
Well, that would still be math.
No, one plus one making one would not be good math by any means.
I didn't hear the equal one. Or if they were like, you know, the fabulous Spice Girls once said, two become one.
Yeah. But in this case, yeah.
Or two, you
two
plus
making
me
a whole
equals us.
isn't really a thing. I do like that this is the first instance. Had we ever put together that like the two of them together are the Bradshaw Shaw residents?
Oh, no.
Like, that's interesting.
Yeah. Carrie is in a sensible shoe. She ran down to the store in a flip-flop.
To get coffee and papers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she has a coffee maker, but they're probably out of coffee.
There are so many people in New York that buy coffee every single day.
I know. I don't do it every day. I do it more often than I should. And whenever I do it, I think, I have coffee.
I only do it when I've run out of coffee or if I'm out during the day and I want like a midday pick-me-up. But I used to be that person.
It really is a crazy expensive habit if you think about it.
Yeah. She was gone for a long time, I feel.
Carrie?
Yeah. Like, just to get those things. Because when she comes back, she just seems to... The way that they're talking, it seems like she's right. been gone for longer than papers and coffee.
Made myself an area.
Yes, I can see that.
I needed a space for my work papers and stuff.
And he mentions that, you know, that they're closing on the apartment next door and that they'll have much more room. And that was the quickest selling of an apartment.
Well, it's funny. I almost brought it up in the last episode when he's like, I'll buy that apartment next door. And I was kind of like, you don't know that apartment is for sale.
Right. Unless, like, they've already had that discussion.
And maybe we're just going to live in the world of Sex and the City where right. things happen faster than
that. Because I know people that have bought apartments and I feel like it's years and years and they fall through.
It's just perfect timing. So Carrie loves her two bathroom doors.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need two doors for?
Well, because, you know, sometimes I'm in a hurry and it's just quicker to yell, bing, out that one.
Aiden is kind of condescending. I don't know, just the way that he speaks sometimes. I'm like, And then you do feel like Carrie is trying with Pete. For the record, I don't know if you noticed, this is a new Pete.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have a new Pete. Apparently, the old Pete did not like John Corbett.
Oh.
And was, like, terrified of him. And would, like, shake whenever John Corbett was nearby. So they had to get a new Pete. So this is our new Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Hello, Petey.
And also, he brought a plant.
The man brought a living thing into my apartment. I don't do plants. I kill everything I bring in there.
I also cannot keep plants alive.
No, I don't have a lot of direct sunlight in my apartment, so I can't keep plants alive. I killed a succulent, which I didn't think was that possible, but
yeah,
it is.
I probably would, too. I just don't have any ability. I'm even that person that, like, bought a basil plant once and then just forgot I had it and like a month later was like, oh, that's dead.
Yeah
I can't keep things alive. We get to ladies at brunch and we sort of talk about living with someone.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I walk in the door, he's all up in my face with, who'd you see, where'd you go, who'd you meet, what do you know.
I've never lived with someone in a romantic sense before.
Okay.
I think it seems real scary.
Yeah, I haven't either, and I think in that sense, but I've always lived with people.
Yeah, and I do think that there's something to be said for that. Like, when I first moved into my own apartment, it was very... I remember saying, like, I will never have roommates until it's, like, someone that I'm seeing. And that didn't remain true. I've had roommates since then. And I think it's actually really healthy. Like, I think it's really good to, like, learn how to live in a space with other people.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm kind of spoiled because my roommates and I have opposite schedules. So, a lot of the day I don't have roommates.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had run into this problem with dating, even when I'm that person who I'm not a serial dater by any means. So, like, there's long periods of time when I have my own schedule, my own stuff. I do what I want. I'm not, like, checking in with people or texting them or, you know, there's no, like, so when are we seeing each other again? It's just whatever. And when that does happen, I get really, like, stressed out.
Yeah, I feel like we've discussed this with me before, too, where I'm not very good at making plans.
But we've also both said that there have been those people in your life that you're perfectly fine with that person messing that routine up.
Absolutely.
So I guess that's how you know it's right,
I guess,
Mike.
So. That's how you know. They've answered a question from several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of get into secret single behavior. I feel like this is a little bit Sex and the City trying to, like, make a thing happen. Yeah, they're trying to make fetch happen here.
My SSB, my secret single behavior.
I was trying to think, because Samantha says she doesn't have any, which she probably doesn't.
You know, I believe her.
I was trying to think, like, what I have. Because the thing with me is, I'm sure I have it, but I'm not ashamed to talk about it. So I was trying to think if there's, like, a good one that I can be like...
Yeah, mine's probably just staying up too late watching TV. That's probably my biggest one, where, like, if someone was around to be like, Mike, it's 4 a.m, why are you still watching The West Wing?
Mine might be like, 2020 scratch-off tickets. I love scratch-off tickets. Those are like, I always have like $13 worth of winners just on my nightstand that I have to take in. That might be one.
This is the TV.
I mean, there's like a gross eating thing that everyone does. Like, you know, there's certain, like the way I eat pizza when I'm by myself is probably not how I'm going to eat pizza like on a date.
Sure.
I'm not going to be like, can I get extra ranch and hot sauce? When I'm on a date, I'm going to like cut it with a fork and then piss off some New Yorkers. I don't know.
We've definitely never seen Sarah Jessica Parker eat saltines with grape jelly.
I would do that probably right now because I have no food in my house. And so that would be one of those weird things that I would figure out. But standing up, reading magazines, that just feels right to her.
Yeah. And yeah, Samantha has no shame. And I do like that, that yeah. She's like, no, nothing. No. So this is, you know, her phone rings. I will say that when you see the phone, it looks like it's on silent. So I don't know why it made noise.
Also, though, well, I feel like at this time, people didn't understand to like put a phone on silent. I feel like now everyone, at least that I know, their phones are always on a silent thing.
Yeah, me
thing.
Too.
But
like when I hear a phone ring, I'm like, why is your phone making noise?
Right. The only time I do it is if I'm expecting a call and I'm doing something in my house. But I think that checking your phone in 2019 is such a regular occurrence.
Right.
They're always with you. Mike wears it on his watch.
Well, I was going to say, like, I don't have to have my ringer on because my watch will start vibrating.
So I think in 2002... not everyone certainly didn't have a cell phone, and it didn't ring that often. You know, there's no texting. People are actually calling for a reason.
Yeah.
But it's her boss.
Her boss, Dick. And that was a prop joke. That was apparently not in the script. Right. Like, they just sort of, the phone rang, and the prop department had made a funny joke about how his name is Dick. Mm-hmm. In very, very, you know, looking at it with a magnifying glass, if you look up the date that it says on her phone, that's a Friday.
Okay.
And they say it's Sunday.
Oh.
So just a little goof there.
So how is he? And spare no detail, I'm a horny pregnant person.
And yeah, Samantha doesn't want to talk about it.
No.
She likes a guy. And it's cute.
Yeah.
And I don't go with, we've never been in this territory at all before. Like, she's had feelings for guys before.
But she talks about it.
Right. And in this case, she doesn't even want to, like you know, she...
So we're learning about Samantha is that when she has feelings, she doesn't talk about them.
Right.
Like, when she's sad, when she's anything, she just doesn't talk about it. Mike, maybe you're a Samantha.
Do you think I don't talk about things when I'm upset?
You always, you forewarn.
Okay.
For example, yesterday. Today is absolutely terrible. Okay, what's going on? This, and something I don't want to talk about. Okay, great. 3 hours later, I think I'm ready to talk about it.
Yeah, I guess that it is true that my immediate reaction to being upset about something is I do kind of, like, withdraw.
Yeah.
But it usually only takes a few hours for me to be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah. And he didn't cry. He told me he was going to cry,
yeah,
but
no,
he didn't cry.
I kept it together pretty
I saw
well.
A shirt by the company Bandeau, and it says, I cry at work, and I want to buy it for you. But it's like that 1990s Venice Beach. Remember when you would spray things on shirts? It says, like, that in that lettering with a rainbow behind it. So I don't know if that's your style.
That might be, like, a new thing for me.
Yeah. Yeah, if we ever got professional photos done, I would buy it for you to wear in those.
Perfect. And then we discover that he has the perfect Richard.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah, she long, pink, amazing, dickalicious.
So Charlotte decides that she's going to have the girls over.
Mm-hmm.
Just the girls. I'm sorry, but I'm trying to get my day planner back together. I just have so much more free time now that we're no longer on the baby track.
She just sort of mentions, like, we have a baby room and no baby. And Trey's very deliberately dismissive.
Right.
And he has news.
That Bram Pomander got them orchestra seats to the producers, which was the hot ticket
that
at the time.
That was a big deal. I guess
also
he would say...
another weird name for their friend.
Yeah, I wrote down the name, too.
Remember Sharon Lois and Bram? The Elephant Show? Skinnamarinky dinky dink, skinnamarinky do.
I mean, I know that was a thing, but I don't know it.
Yeah, I was a baby, so you were like in college.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, it is funny. I mean, and they talk about how they try to be timeless. Like, they try not to like mention things, but I think the idea was like the producers will be popular forever.
Right.
And it's not playing anymore, but it was very popular for a very long time. And yeah, Charlotte's not impressed.
No.
So we get to Samantha arriving at the hotel.
She looks great.
She does look great. Oh, she looks amazing. And they're also, in the commentary, they sort of mention how, like, she's not really dressed for work.
Is she ever?
No. Okay. Well, this is how she dresses
for work,
I guess.
Are any of them except maybe Charlotte and Miranda? So wait.
Any of them?
Are Carrie and Samantha ever dressed for work?
Well, Carrie works from home. She can always be dressed for work.
Yeah.
Potential investors in Munich. I wish I knew how to say fuck you in German.
Fick me.
Also, like, I don't speak German, but I could tell that was fuck me. Apparently, Kim Cattrall speaks fluent German.
Oh, okay.
Which is why this was put into the script.
Yeah, because she sounds very good at it.
He got her a penis metaphor rose.
He got her a rose.
Yeah, and she just
turned it into a penis metaphor. And she's going to go down on him in that office that is all glass.
I know. I said she's going to blow him in a glass house.
Yikes.
He also says the line, "What if my assistant should see?" Which is just such a like a line in a script.
Right. Those Scripty. In glass houses should not throw their papers on the ground so Samantha Jones can give them a blowjob. That's how that saying goes, right?
It is how that saying, the old saying, along with two halves make a whole.
And then she says, "Da ist ein..." I was going to look this up, which was, I wrote it out.
I think we can get the gist of what she's saying.
That is a perfect wiener?
Something to that effect.
Sure.
Yeah, this seems like a bit much even for Samantha. I mean, there are just people everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because remember that other Samantha that was doing that at that restaurant and she got so mad at her?
Right, yeah. No, this feels like a bit much, but it is what it is. So we get to a Miranda post-date with Walker Lewis.
I want to tell you something in this moment.
Okay.
I was watching this, and I saw Walker Lewis, and I go, that is Bart Bass from Gossip Girl. Yeah. That is Bart Bass. And then I clicked on it on my, you know, thing, and it didn't pop up as that actor being Bart Bass. And I was frustrated. But then I looked, and it was Bart Bass, and I was like, I feel like this is how Mike feels, or everyone feels when they watch TV. And they're like, oh, I know that person from that show.
But you only know them from Gossip Girl.
Yeah, and then I was thinking, Mike, what if our next one is Gossip Girl? Because I know a lot about Gossip Girl. You don't know anything about Gossip Girl.
I know nothing about Gossip Girl.
And it takes place in New York City.
All right, it's a possibility. It's not a bad possibility.
No, I mean,
And I just wrote, oh, he's cute.
Yeah, Bart Bass.
Robert John Burke. He was recently in Black Klansman. He was on Rescue Me and SVU. And then, yeah, of course, I knew that you would know him from Gossip Girl.
If I had known you were going to turn out to be so not a loser, I would have run home after work and changed.
And I just love even how he, like, takes her hand to cross the street. It's just sweet. I love this scene for some. Yeah. I mean, like, it's really short. It might even be one take where, like, the camera kind of, like, sweeps across with them.
See, I didn't like it because I'm like, where's Steve?
They're not dating. They're having a baby. They're deliberately not dating.
They should.
No,
you're not Steve, Bart Bass.
I think it's a
sweet scene. And Bart Bass is very not good man.
You can see that he probably often plays not good men.
Yeah, he's not a good man.
He's very sweet in this.
Any reason I can't see you again before I go to Brussels?
And there's the kind of almost touching her stomach moment. And I was a little bit like, they're eventually going to be in bed pretty naked together. So I think you can probably touch the stomach if he's going to see it later.
Well, she wasn't ready for that that moment. And I don't think she's really showing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. I'm saying, like, she shies away from that. Right. I'm sure it's just, like, an instinct. So we cut to Carrie's neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Miranda's bag says anti-plastic bag or something like that. It's
yeah,
one of those
don't
canvas
carry
totes.
Plastic bags. Yeah. She does have a plastic cup.
Yeah, which there's two things I was wondering. Number one, she's, like, really early on that train, so good for her. Because right now they're trying to ban them everywhere.
Which they should.
They should, but also I have someone brought up to me that some people in, like, with lower income can't always, like, need those bags for things. They use them for everything.
Yeah, I feel you on that, but I also feel like reusable bags are 99 cents.
Right, but for some people, 99 cents, they don't have 99 cents.
All right, well, let's start a program where we give them to them.
That's
for
what
free.
I'm saying. Like, they were saying that, like, if you're going to do this, you should also provide. Same thing with the straw band. You know, there's certain people that, because of disabilities, need straws. Let's cut the waste, but let's, you know. Anyhow. Name one. Anyhow.
Elise Castle.
Thank you. And then the plastic cup, I'm wondering if this was like a real big message for her to be like, I don't even use water bottles. This is a cup from home.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
So that's it. Could the dick dent the baby? The title of my poetry cycle.
But also, like, aside from that, because we always point out, you always point out when Carrie's outfits are crazy. Her outfit's actually pretty tame in this scene.
Yeah.
Like, she has a bandana on one, she has a bicep bandana, yeah. And she's like a weird sun visor that she's carrying, but not even wearing.
No, the bandana was the one thing where I was like, are you playing sports and that was your team, you know, like...
I think it's a zhuzh. I think that Carrie's never going to be just, like, totally plain. But it's a pretty normal outfit. And, yeah, all this stuff with having sex when you're pregnant is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Is it okay to fuck one guy when you're pregnant with another guy's baby?
If one more person asks me that today.
And she isn't sure that she should see him again. And is it okay to see a guy while pregnant with another guy's baby? And then, yeah, a lot of silly baby questions.
And then I like that Carrie goes, is everyone going to ask me that? Or how many people are going to? And it's funny, moment of truth. When I watch this, I go, what does she mean by that? And my roommate's like, it's sarcasm. Oh. I just love, could the dick dent the baby? That's where dimples come from.
That's adorable.
And then we meet Mrs. Cohen.
Yeah, Francine Beers.
Who? Did you read about her a little bit?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, that her aunt was in vaudeville and she got her start in the 30s doing commercial jingles.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, she did pass away at 90.
2014, yeah. And I think the line, that's a crazy outfit, is really funny. And I feel like it sort of stands in a lot for the audience to tell Carrie. Miss Cohen's outfit is crazier than Carrie's outfit.
Yeah, but Miss Cohen doesn't DGAF. Like, she's like, oh, that's a crazy outfit. She's probably thinking, like, I'm old AF, so I can say this and
I
wear
guess
this.
So. I'm just kind of like,
but what Ms. the Cohen, H are you wearing?
Yeah.
You tell your boy I'm not leaving for 30 days.
But we're closing in a week.
Read the contract.
So when Carrie comes back to the apartment, it is a, like, Aiden is a bit much of like, where you been? How you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that would
thing.
Actually make me crazy as well.
I've been outside. And what's up is old Lightning Rod next door informs me she will not be leaving for 30 days.
But then his freak out does make her feel
right,
better.
Right, when she says, you know, she's not leaving and he
old
jumps,
Lightning Rod.
Yeah, jumps up and down saying FF. And she's like, you hate it too.
Yeah, and I love the, you know, every time, every single time. It's like sing-songy. It's one of those lines that I actually say frequently.
Every time, every single time.
And we kind of get to like, well, we could get more space if we just clean out your closet. So then we get to cleaning out the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Careful!
You can't hurt a shoe. I get that it's funny, but I'm a little bit like, carefully place the boxes on clean towels.
Yeah, I mean, those are people that are obsessed with shoes.
I guess so, but it's,
which
I
is
mean,
Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
He pulls out that dress that we find out is a Roberto Cavalli dress.
I think it's an amazing top. I think it's beautiful.
I like that he says, "I like, where were you planning to wear this?" And I was thinking, perhaps the zombie walking dead apocalypse party?
I think it's beautiful. I love that top.
It's like shredded gauze.
It's very distressed, yeah.
So is Mike Jensen. Maybe that top signifies you.
I don't know what to say to that.
I don't really either. You're kind of wearing that color right now.
I am.
Do you want me to shred your blouse?
This is the shirt that you once said to me, is that the color that shirt's supposed to be? True story. Actually said that to me.
Really? Was it that one?
It was inside out, so you were like kind of seeing like a slightly different color. But yeah, it was this one. Is that shirt supposed to be that color?
I think it was because in different lighting, in the fluorescent lights of the basement at work, it looked like just a discolored white t-shirt.
It's a very pale yellow.
I'm sorry. You've carried that one with you for a while. I apologize.
Everyone wear this shirt every time, every single time. Carrie walks in on Pete eating her shoe.
Don't show it to me. Don't even show it to me. I think I saw turquoise.
So apparently this is the shoe from the opening of season 3.
Okay.
Remember when they were all getting ready together, like, and they all like walked to, apparently this is the shoe she was wearing in that scene. So they actually brought it back to show some significance. And I don't know, Aiden's line of like, what's he supposed to do? I'm like, well, he's supposed to not eat a shoe. But
right,
I get that dogs do that.
Yeah.
Right. And probably that shoe should have been in a box where it's perfectly safe.
Right.
And then the fight begins.
Why are your shit lying around here?
My shit wouldn't be lying around if we weren't making room because your shit is lying around.
You got more shit lying around than I got lying around.
What? Look at this place. It's loaded with your shit. Just look at this bathroom. Look at all your shit in my bathroom.
And this fight is great. I love it. I mean, it escalates pretty quickly. And some of it's a little bit brutal. But it's pretty amazing with like all your shit lying around and 5 almost empty speed sticks.
What are you, a crazy bag man?
They're different smells.
And then we get to the Rogaine. And this is another one that I say all the time. Of like, I love how he says, I don't want to talk about it.
Is your hair falling?
I don't want to talk about it.
It's so good.
Because they're fighting, but you can tell it's not like, like they're fighting, but it's over the top where it's not like.
Yeah, they're not being vicious to each other. Like, it's not, it's comedy fighting, you know, but it's really, really well done. And I love the, like, you always do this, and I don't always do anything. And then just getting to the worst thing you can say to someone in a fight, other than maybe relax.
Oh, shut up. It's Roberto Cavalli. I threw it away, and I love it. What more do you want?
Shut up. Shut up.
Yes. Shut up!
I say both of those to you a lot.
And it's so good.
Now,
and just,
we
like,
crossed over the fact, though, that she did mention a Union Square book signing in December of 99.
Yeah.
Does she have a book?
I think that she went to someone else's
book
signing.
Okay,
okay. I bumped on that line as well and was like, I don't think you have a book. And then I thought, oh, I think she's talking about someone else's book signing that she went to.
Really, she just needs Marie Kondo to do some life-changing magic arts tidying up.
You know, I don't know what that is. I know you're talking about. I'm just kidding.
What sparks joy, Carrie Bradshaw?
All of those clothes and all of her shoes. So I sort of understand. I'm not necessarily on team get rid of all that stuff. But you probably have to find a better way to organize it. I don't know. I guess if you have 100 pairs of shoes, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my wardrobe is so simple, I understand that it's the complete opposite, but I wouldn't want to get rid of that Roberto Cavalli top if I were her. I'm sure there are a lot of clothes that she hasn't worn, but they're like, I don't know. I'm a little bit Team Carrie in this fight.
Well, yeah, this is what's important to her.
Right. So she's going for a walk, and he has this moment where he, like, checks out his hairline. This is also a moment, so this is where I got it from, that in the commentary, Michael Patrick King says that Sarah Jessica Parker said that Carrie should never have hair that Carrie couldn't do on her own.
Okay.
Because they're talking about how in this season, her hair is different, like, from episode to episode. Like, she's wearing a fall in this, right, in this particular scene. Anyway, so that's where I got it from. I didn't make that up. It actually is part of the commentary. So we get to the Starbucks on 8th and 16th.
Oh, that's where it is.
Yeah, that's where it is.
That Starbucks is still there.
It is still there. And you can kind of see Marianne's Mexican restaurant right across the street that I used to love.
Oh, that's not
there.
Anymore.
No, nope, it's gone. I have a friend that I think saw them filming this scene.
Oh, wow.
Because he talked about walking by a Starbucks and they were filming, and that at the end of every take, Sarah Jessica Parker would clap and, like, everyone would, like, clap along, like they got a good take or whatever, which I think that's fun.
The lady in the window has the colorful Mac that Aiden bought.
Yeah,
for Carrie.
I did. It's a different color.
But it's that same.
But yeah, it's that same kind. And sort of like talking about how many people at Starbucks are in a fight. Probably not that many.
Yeah, that I didn't really get. Because now everyone just has made a coffee shop into their office.
Right, exactly. And then we get to, you know, we get in, I couldn't help but wonder.
What are we fighting for?
So I, once again, not to say over and over again, haven't been in a relationship in a very long time. But in my last relationship, there was a time that I got into a huge, like, screaming in the street fight with my ex, and it lasted for hours and blocks, and it was terrible.
What were you fighting for?
Actually, too serious to mention on the podcast. I remember the next day, I mean, we broke up.
Right.
Like, it ended our relationship. We ended up getting back together, like, several weeks later. And I remember thinking, I am never going to yell at anybody ever again in my life. And I don't know if that will always be true. Perhaps one day I will. But I just think that fighting like that is, I just can't see what good it does. So while I understand arguing and I understand they're going to have, like, fights, I don't know. I don't know what we're fighting for. Like, I don't know what raising your voice accomplishes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last time I really yelled at anyone. I'm a kind of a passive person. I do get angry, but I haven't really yelled at anyone that I can remember in a very... Oh, except for, like, the unruly youth on the subway.
Elise really likes to put the youth in their place.
Yeah, which I shouldn't do. But they are so disrespectful to this elderly woman, and...
I feel you.
And one of
I think
them
it's
was,
okay in that case.
Yeah, one of them was giving his friend a wedgie that I thought was going to hurt him. I said, you need to stop that.
Good for you, Elise.
Oh, I yelled at a guy on the train, too, the other day that, like, almost pushed me onto the tracks because he didn't think I was moving fast enough because there was a woman with a cane in front of me.
Yeah, people in the subway can be... I mean, I don't mean to be fair as in, like, he had any right to do that. But, like, the subway is a frustrating place to be. And I find that you have to check yourself. Like, I'll have moments where I'll almost want to be, like, aggressive, and then I'll be like, Mike, it's just the subway. Like, don't be pushy, don't be yelly, don't be, you know.
You'll get your Italian BMT on Honey Oat in just a moment.
Oh, I gotcha. Took me a second. Yeah. So Trey is home with a surprise. This was a terrible idea.
Yeah, like, why did he think, it reminded me of, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I'm a funny person. You're a funny person. We know a lot of funny people. But those people that just are not funny.
People that just aren't funny and try.
And, like, think that, well, this was he buys a cardboard baby.
Yeah, I wrote, it's a cardboard baby. Oh, God, this is not funny.
From a novelty store. It's supposed to be funny. The like, And I'm just thinking, that's not funny.
Yeah, but you wonder, the crazy background of this is that Michael Patrick King did this.
Oh, why?
Because he was dating someone who wanted a baby, and he didn't want one, and he thought it would be funny to buy a cardboard baby and give it to him for Christmas.
Does he realize that that's not
Yeah, I think
funny?
He
knows.
So he told this story, and it became a part of the plot. Yeah, no, I it's not funny. It's terrible. So we get to Miranda doing the Vaseline gloves thing. It kind of grosses me out a little bit.
Oh, really? See, I have severely dry skin.
See, I have severe, clammy hands.
Like, terrible. When I used to bartend, they would crack to the point I would have to wear latex gloves while bartending because it was so bad. And so what I do sometimes is I buy, like, very heavy-duty hand cream, put them on, and then sleep with socks on to absorb it all. And
yeah, no, I am the opposite of that. So even when everyone offers me lotion for my hands, I'm like, nope, no thank you.
Yeah, you're just a sweaty man.
I am. I'm a sweaty person. So she calls Robert for a date.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I like her little clap at the end of the scene. Samantha is smelling the rose, but then throws it away. So I guess this is just more of Samantha denying. Carrie arrives back home, ready to admit that she's been silly.
Until he wasn't prepared to admit how silly he'd been.
So they don't.
And it is funny how in this moment you do think if he had just looked up, this storyline would go very differently.
Right, but I mean,
but he's mad. He's not ready to let it go. And we get to dinner at Charlotte's.
Mm-hmm. He yelled, then I yelled. It's been 3 days and nothing.
They really haven't spoken in 3 days.
That seems hard.
Yeah, that's
and
really
that,
rough. Like, you're, like, living together.
I mean, she's just at Starbucks the
I
whole
guess
time.
So.
And
wow. He's working on furniture.
They're going to have beef and Thai noodles for dinner.
I say that Charlotte mentions they don't yell, which means they're going to.
Right.
That's the gun on the wall right there.
Would anyone like more salad?
No, we're done. What's the main course?
Relax. Chew. You'll get laid.
Miranda is anxious even though they're not meeting until 10. And then I put an exclamation mark. Not meeting until 10.
Yeah, you're pregnant.
I'm going to be home watching TV at that point. Oh, and that.
Not that that has... I just feel like she's got to be tired.
Yeah, I would
like,
think
like, whenever I think... And I've never been pregnant. But I just... Like, I admire women that are pregnant doing things so much because you are making a human.
Right.
Your body is making a human. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you that you can keep going.
Richard is thinking of opening a hotel in Thailand.
So I, you know, Samantha just sort of mentions Richard, which is something you do when you like someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's such a natural thing of like, well, so-and-so and I also. And then you're like, oh, why did I? If you're not trying to like, you know.
Right.
Anyway, I totally get that.
I just rolled my eyes at Mike because
yeah,
we've been there before.
Oh, I do like the panning of the camera as we arrive on the perfect dick, just in time for Trey to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Forgot it was ladies' night.
And yeah, he does not take the hint.
No.
And this gets bad.
Well, I suppose she told you about the baby.
No, I didn't.
And he decides to just explain the
story
for his
words. Yeah, he tries to tell the story.
About this cardboard baby.
Yeah, they just don't get it. Like,
no.
Like, he's really trying to make it funny.
And, like, whose baby is that? Like, who is the poor stock model? I wonder, like, what that baby's doing now. Because that baby now is at least, like, 19. Because in 2002, it was, like, 1. And
right.
The picture's probably a year old. So, like,
yeah,
if you know that
they,
baby.
I guess they really bought. It's funny in the commentary because Michael Patrick King says they couldn't find the baby they really wanted. And I was sort of like, you could have probably made one.
Well, also, I'm sorry now, like, if you're out there that you weren't the baby that they really wanted.
No, because they wanted the baby to be looking at, like the baby's looking in a particular direction. And they really wanted a baby to, like, be looking, like, at the camera. And I just thought, like, you probably could have made... I could make that if you need me to next time.
Right, but they probably had to find something already made for copyright things. Yeah,
you know what? Maybe you have to see it.
Don't you bring that thing in here.
It's silly.
Not to me, it isn't. How would you feel if I gave you a cardboard cutout of a big flaccid penis?
I just like the idea that that might exist. I'm going to go shopping and buy a cardboard cutout of a flaccid penis.
It probably does.
Probably. We have the reference to the, you know, we're now in the middle of a wasp's nest.
Mm-hmm.
See what they did there? And the fight, yeah, I don't know. I don't know who behaves worse. Neither of them is great in this situation.
We're going to go.
Good.
Oh, don't you talk to my friends like that. Without a baby, they're all I have.
And what am I?
You are the man who gave me a cardboard baby.
I also feel the need to mention the giant bowl of mescaline greens that's just sitting in the middle of the table.
There's a lot of unused food that I don't understand in TV. I mean, this is one of it, but then it'll... When they are sitting for breakfast,
Yeah.
And they, like, have that whole bowl of croissants. It's just two of them.
Yeah.
So why do they need this whole spread? It happens actually a lot in Gossip Girl because they all have too much money, where, like, Serena Vanderwooden shows up downstairs for breakfast at this full buffet. And I'm thinking that happens every morning.
Yeah. There is a lot of extra food on TV a lot of the times.
And Mike doesn't like to waste food.
I do not like to waste food. And Richard calls in the middle of all of this, which is more just like, I think, an excuse for Samantha to leave. And of course, they all feel the need to go. And yeah, like, I would go too.
Bye.
Yeah, this is terrible. Let's get out of
here. But I would want to take Charlotte out of there. I'd be like, you need a girls' night. Let's go. We're going to go down to the tunnel.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I wouldn't just be like, I'm going to go. Or maybe I'd be like, I don't know. I don't know how I'd handle the situation. But yeah, it's pretty terrible. We do have three doors slam. I don't know what all those doors that slammed were, but it's an interesting sound cue at the end of this particular scene.
Yeah, who slammed the third one?
Yeah.
Oh, the girls leaving maybe? But why would they slam it?
You hear slam, slam, and then you, like, Carrie shuts her door. So it's as though they've already slammed doors, which maybe they did.
Good night!
Yeah, so Samantha is on Richard's roof downtown. He has a pool.
Yeah.
One of my like great New York sadnesses, because I love New York and I anticipate living here for the rest of my life, but I'm never going to have a pool in my backyard.
You can have a pool on your roof.
Yeah, that's the goal, I guess. I feel like it's very expensive. Though I think a lot of new buildings have like...
I bet you there's places in Brooklyn that have like pools.
Probably. I like a pool.
So she's like, why are we here?
Yeah. Fun trivia.
Okay.
This is the rooftop of the apartment where the gay straight guy had his kitchen.
Oh, the baker.
Yeah. So apparently Michael Patrick King saw this pool on the roof like way back in that season and was like, we are one day going to film here.
Rooftops are nerve-wracking to me because like rooftop pools and things, because I just worry about people falling off.
It's funny because I both have kind of a bit of a heights thing. But it just depends on how high the wall, like how high the barrier is around me. Like, I remember I can be at the top of the Empire State Building and feel totally fine because there are so, like, the bars are so severe. That said, I went to the top of the Rock and I hated it because it's just glass and it feels like I can imagine the glass not being there. So I think it would depend.
Yeah, and I don't really think I have I don't really think I have a fear of heights, but I do. Because I was sister-in-law's family was staying at the New Yorker years ago, and I went and visited them, and it was a really high room, and it had, like, a balcony-ish, but it was just, I don't know, it was scary.
Yeah, I think, it depends. It depends on how, like, secure it feels to me. So, yeah, she's, I don't know.
Let's get something straight. I want no part of that. That turns everything into a big screaming mess.
He has champagne. It's not that fancy. Calm down, Samantha. Mm-hmm. Like, she kind of is like, we don't do that. I'm like, what do you mean you don't do that?
Well, she's just saying, like, we don't... I think she's saying we don't do that, meaning, like, romantic dinner.
It's just champagne, though.
I know, but dates in general, we don't do this. Like, you've planned this for me. That's too much. I just need to give you a beej in plain sight.
Right. And then we get some full frontal Richard.
Yeah. Well, I wrote almost showed wiener, and I said they almost showed wiener, and then I missed it when they jump in the pool. I guess they do show wiener.
They do.
My roommate caught that.
So Carrie gets back home and feels appreciative that her fight... I don't know what the different weights are.
Seeing a bantamweight championship fight like Charlotte and Trey's made me feel thankful that Aiden and I were still in the banterweight division.
I get it, but like I also didn't necessarily get
it.
We're staying with the fight theme.
Okay.
I understand that. And then she apologizes and then sleeps in her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlotte makes Trey sleep in the guest room with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miranda has sex with Robert.
And I wrote, I think Miranda is going to get a concussion.
Yeah, she's really going for it.
Yeah.
It's her last chance. It's her last
sex. I know, but I'm just worried about her head. They're going for it.
Yeah, they
are. It's like when Charlotte's trying to have a baby sex.
And then I put Samantha dances with Richard in the morning to Sade after a night of sexy swimming behavior.
Yep.
And then also, what, is she going to take a nap?
I wrote.
Stayed up all night. I'm exhausted just watching that scene.
Sexy swimming this is what I wrote. Sexy swimming behavior. I'm your boss. It's an order.
Yeah, I wrote dance with me. What did I say? I'm your boss. Inappropriate.
Yeah, but like she totally likes that. And
she
then...
does, but that's almost more problematic to me. I mean, it's fine, but I was sort of like,
I think it's because Samantha is such an in-charge person that it's like those executives that love being treated like a baby. You know what I mean? Like...
Right.
They like S&M stuff. I think she likes...
Well, but I think more than that, she just likes him. And she wants the excuse to be... I think she wants to be romantic with him.
But she's not there yet.
Right. And is like trying to deny it.
Yeah. I wrote, Samantha can't get away from the D. Sade? See, I know some things. My mom used to love listening to Sade along with Mr. Mister.
This is the second instance of altering something that we're seeing on the screen. Because when they filmed this, in between the two of them when they're talking was the Twin Towers.
Mm.
So that's where the location was. And they took it out here as well, just because it would be distracting.
It was too new, yeah.
Yeah, and I think also the idea that we're living in the world now... they wouldn't be right there. So, yeah. So, yeah, she kind of tries to make it sexual, but then throws in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
So Carrie comes home and lays down some rules.
I need you to not talk to me for 1 hour.
Yeah, that's a long time. Maybe just say an amount of time to be determined. But it's fine. I get what she's going for.
Because it lasts about 4 minutes.
Right, exactly. It doesn't even last that long. It'll say about 30 seconds. And her, you know, her whole thing of like, I've never lived with anyone before you. Which, you know, that's a big step living with
right
someone.
I'm going to close these. And then... it's like I'm not here.
So I do like her silhouette. We kind of like see them both on their own sides of the sheet, basically. And then, yeah. What
she
are you
comes
doing
out
here?
And
yeah.
Cuddles on the chair with him.
That's the thing about needs.
I don't think I'll ever be able to do that. I'm a big lady.
Well, maybe you'll be a real big guy.
Or a big chair. A chair and a half.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll be fine. Also, I probably won't either. Big guy.
We'll never have that chair moment. We could try right now,
Mike. We could. Try to recreate it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I do think that is actually true, though. That's the thing about needs, is sometimes once the person agrees to it, you don't really need it anymore. You just
need to
know that, like, okay, that is possible.
Yeah, that's so true. That's everything in life, where it's like, you just want to yell at them and make sure, and then it's fine.
Then it's fine. And the plant dies.
Bye, plant.
And she's wearing the top.
And she's going to go be a zombie.
I don't see how that looks like zombie at all.
Really?
Yeah.
It's... definitely Walking Dead. And I've never seen The Walking Dead, but that is zombie.
I think it's a beautiful top. And I'm trying to figure out which direction she's walking. I guess she's walking in
up
the... yeah. Which I guess she's walking west. I don't know why...
What made me laugh about this scene is, like, she dumps the plant, she walks out in zombie outfit, and she just struts, looks both ways, and walks right in the middle of the street. Like, never gets back on the subway or the sidewalk.
Yeah, she is kind of funny that she's, like, commandeering the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't help but wonder, has Mrs. Cohen ever seen anything else Carrie has worn?
Yeah, I imagine that, yeah, because once again, that outfit was not that crazy.
No.
It's a funny line. I'm not, you know.
Did Mrs. Cohen miss the glittery loincloth? Did Mrs. Cohen miss the Elmo tracksuit?
Right. Or the Hermes Wonder Woman bandana on the head?
Did Mrs. Cohen...
this is the craziest thing she's ever seen her wear before?
Right. Did Mrs. Cohen miss the Eponine outfit?
I couldn't help but wonder how Trey thought that was funny. Which
Trey needs to take a class at UCB.
Can you imagine? He'd be terrible.
Trey and improv, yes anding.
Yes, and I got this lap baby.
Hey, Trey. I think I want to have a baby today. What do you think?
Yes. And I'm going to go take a bath with my mom.
That sounds great. But what about the baby, Trey? No, I just like negated it. You know,
yeah,
we're not doing good at improv right now.
Terrible.
Yes, and I'm going to take a bath with my... Trey at improv and Mr. Big goes to Chipotle.
Those are our two projects we're working on.
Perfect.
It's really snowing out.
Good thing I brought my buttes.
All right, let's go play in the snow.
Bye.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next week for All That Glitters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, me too. Oh, I wrote down... never mind. Okay, we'll get to it.
I was in a movie with one of the cast members of Gossip Girl once.
Yeah,
but I think we talked about that already.
Yeah,
we'll
cut
that out. Who cares?
Well, we can keep it in. We can let people remind them that you are successful.
So, yeah. It's Charlotte.
They should have just used the Ally McBeal baby. What?
The dancing baby?
Yeah, I thought I said something wrong when you looked at me, and I was like, I know that's Ally McBeal. With Ally McBeal.
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu. Yes. I'm learning.
We cut to Carrie on Richard's roof downtown.
Why is Carrie there?
Nope. We cut to Samantha on Richard's roof downtown.
Which is funny that I'm making fun of you because my notes say Miranda and Guy on roof. So
we're both doing well.
Yeah. Bart Bass? Oh, wait, that's not Bart Bass.
Random neighbor from What Lies Beneath.
I'm on cold medicine. Be nice.